Each of our lives is a story. And with each new person we meet, we become a part of their story and they become a part of ours. The God who created the universe has somehow woven together these billions of stories into one story, which is the greatest story ever told. Aight, check it. Let's go back in time, brethren. Divine lessons. Always keep your mind guessing. The glory of the triune gods, what I'm stressing. The origin of humankind was fine. Blessings were plenteous. God is amazingly generous. Crazy benefits in a state of innocence. God told the man what he could taste was limited. Not long after came my nemesis in Genesis. He scanned well. Man fell, damned to hell. The whole human race, he represented it. Fooled by the serpent, man through his work, woman through birth, even the earth ruled by the curses. But instead of awake, immediately God said her seed would be the one to crush the head of the snake. Yo, wait, what's this? Whoa, what gracious gift. In Jehovah's faithfulness, he clothed in nakedness. This was so they would know their Savior's kiss and bliss. But first many growing pains exist. Suffering in the worst form, ugly deeds. Eve's firstborn seed made his brother bleed. Indeed, things got progressively worse. Every section of the earth been affected by the curse. And though God's judgments against sin were gory, praise the Lord, it's not the end of the story.
It's the greatest story ever told. God pursues foes whose hearts turn cold. It's the greatest story ever told. Restoring all that the enemy stole. It's the greatest story ever told. The glory of Christ is the goal. It's the greatest story ever told. It's the greatest.
Next scene, man's sin was extreme. God gets steam, man gets cream. The Lord is so holy that he drowned him in the water. Fire in the valley of slaughter, Sodom and Gomorrah. But at the same time, he's so gracious and patient that from one man, he created a whole nation. Eventually enslaved by the mentally depraved, they cried out to the only one with the strength that he could save. He brought them out with signs and wonders, satisfied the hunger. Then he appeared on Mount Sinai in thunder, where he laid down the law for God ruled government, commonly referred to as the Mosaic Covenant. Sins imputed, so for man to know he's unrighteous, God instituted animal sacrifices. This was to show our constant need for atonement. And when it came to sin, the Lord would never condone it. And when his people disobeyed and went astray, he raised up prophets and kings to lead them in the way. But they would get foul with their idolatry, wet and wild. Prophecy sent them into exile to take their punishment like a grown man. Then with his own hand, he placed them back in their homeland. And while in their forefathers' land they dwell, they awaited the arrival of Emmanuel.
Word. Story ever told. A God pursues foes whose hearts turn cold. It's the greatest story ever told. Restoring all that the enemy stole. It's the greatest story ever told. The glory of Christ is the goal. It's the greatest story ever told. Ever told. It's the greatest.
After 400 silent years, filled with sighs and tears, in Bethlehem the Messiah appears. God in the flesh, second person of the Trinity, at 30 begins his earthly ministry. Baffling cats with accurate, exact facts and back-to-back miraculous acts. A stumbling block to the self-righteous, but to humble his flock, said there's no one else like this. He came from heaven to awake the numb, demonstrated his power over nature's son. A foretaste of the kingdom in the age to come, but the reason he came was to pay the sum for the depths of our wickedness, our wretched sinfulness. Bless his magnificence, he's perfect and innocent. Yet he was wrecked and his death, he predicted it. Next he was stretched, paid a debt that was infinite. He said that he finished it, resurrected, so the elect would be the recipients of its benefits. Through faith and penitence we get to be intimate. His grace is heaven sent, it never diminishes. Now the Holy Spirit in dwelling is the evidence for heaven's future residents, who truly represent Jesus, the author, producer, director, and star of the story that'll never ever end. Ever end. Ever end.
It's the greatest story ever told. A God pursues foes whose hearts turn cold. It's the greatest story ever told. Restoring all that the enemy stole. It's the greatest story ever told. The glory of Christ is the goal. It's the greatest story ever told. Ever told. It's the greatest. It's the greatest story ever told. A God pursues foes whose hearts turn cold. It's the greatest story ever told. Restoring all that the enemy stole. It's the greatest story ever told. The glory of Christ is the goal. It's the greatest story ever told. whose hearts turn cold.
It's the greatest story ever told. Restoring all that the enemy stole.
It's the greatest story ever told.
The glory of Christ is the goal. Behold,
it's the greatest story ever told.
Ever told.
It's the greatest.
Yes, 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 yes.